Another day, you know. A little excited, but football season's here, and hopefully I'll be ready to roll soon. Still haven't done anything since Cortland. For what you've seen on Saturday at the game, wasn't anything in particular extra. It was just giving it a try and seeing what I can do. But up until this point, I still haven't done anything else. But what I've been doing is rehabbing and riding a bike and on the Alter G.
By anything else, you mean actual route running?
Yeah.
So, Santonio, you said to us back in Cortland that you said, I still can't run yet. Is that how you would classify yourself still?
Running routes. I still can't do anything. So, yes. Not that I can't do anything, that's just what I haven't done anything yet.
Have they told you when maybe they would try with you, the trainers?
No, we're still playing it day by day and just going with the flow at this point.
When you did run on Saturday, how did you feel? How did that go?
I mean, all I did was run straight ahead and did sprints, so that's pretty much what I've been doing up until this point. The past couple weeks is just sprint straight ahead.
When you do sprint straight ahead, I mean, are you running 70%? Are you running as hard as you can? I guess it's kind of hard for us.
There's no percentage right now. I'm not able to be at Santonio Holmes' level of competition. So right now it's just going with what I can give right now.
Are there certain movements that you make that cause particular amount?
Haven't done anything, so I can't answer that one correctly.
But in regard to if you're running Santonio on Saturday, when you were running, like, were you running as hard as you could, or did you, were you holding back a little
bit? I just answered that question.
I didn't know if you meant a percentage of your play. It's about 2.5 weeks until the regular season. Does that feel like it's getting more unrealistic for you? Are you ready for Tampa Bay?
Not really. I still haven't counted down the weeks at all. You know, I'm more excited that the season's here for the team and not just for myself.
In your mind, you have to be out there at a certain point before that, a week before, a week and a half, to get practice and pads and to get ready before you play an NFL game?
I don't know. I think the conditioning that I've been doing so far is definitely preparing me. You know, John Melody has definitely stayed on top of me with my conditioning as far as riding a bike and running the Ultra G. And I really don't know how things are going to go come week one, so we'll just continue to plan ahead just like we're doing right now.
So, Santonio, just to be clear, you don't have a timetable or a goal date or anything like that?
I never had one from the start. Coming off of injury, first time, just letting the foot heal up and see where we can go from there.
Does your foot put any pain anymore this morning?
Every day I wake up. I answered that question earlier.
Doctors tell you that's going to be, you know, you're going to feel pain in the morning for a while. Do they say that stops at a certain point?
I really don't know. But every day I've woken up since the injury has been the same. Regardless of the things that I've done on the field, it still feels the same.
What do you think about what you've seen from the offense, watching the games and practice? What have you seen?
The guys are looking pretty good, but up until my standards, I think that we're playing really good. The receivers are definitely becoming more and more physical and understanding what is expected of them at this point. And as far as, you know, the coaches have to evaluate all of that, and their standards are a little different from mine, and I can only continue to push our guys to become, you know, better receivers. Next step is trying to get on the football field. So whatever it takes to get on the field is what I have to be ready for.
How do you know when you'll be able to cut? What will be a signal or a sign for you that now you know I can try to cut?
Comfort has to be the number one key. Right now it's finding the best shoe for me to wear to be ready to run and do all of those things.
to do it, to go back to the pain you said you feel in the morning, how long does that last for?
I have to walk every day.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I have to walk on it every day.
So once you walk on it, it dissipates?
Yeah.
So, Tony, how do you weigh coming back with the team needing you and also doing what's best for you? You know, you have a career, you have a future to worry about. How do you weigh those things when you're evaluating how hard to push to come back?
At this point, I don't know because my main focus is to be as healthy as I can to perform at a good enough level that is successful for the team. And for myself, it's treatments every day and not allowing myself to feel comfortable at any point with the success that I've made and the strides that I've made forward. It's continuing to stay in the rehab and treatments and hopefully, you know, this thing goes away at one point. But if it doesn't, I have to continue doing this until it's done.
Would it be accurate to say that you're holding out hope that you could be ready for the opener?
Why would I hold out? Why would I hold out anything? If I can go, I will go. If I can't, I can't.
No.
Plain.
What we saw Saturday, after the straight-ahead sprint, the workout with Gina, I understand you're saying that's, you know, to you, that's still nothing. Is that something you've been able to replicate yet this week? And if not, when do you anticipate going through another workout like that again?
I probably ran two routes, which were the two passes that I caught from Gino on the deep side. But everything else was walk, catch the ball on the sideline. It wasn't really full go. It wasn't planting and cutting the way I would like to. So at this point, it's only making strides forward, you know. And I can't pinpoint a date on when it would feel better because every day has been the same up until this point. Feel good some days, don't the others. So this pain won't go away. It's something that I probably, you know, can't predict because I have to get up and I have to run, have to cut, have to plant, put pressure on it, and apply as much pressure as I can to run routes and to feel comfortable.
So, Tony, you had said, talking about the other receivers on the team and the way the coaches are working, so their standards, meaning I think the coaches, are different from mine. How do you mean? How are their standards different from what you want to see from the guys?
I mean, the coaches coach and the players play. And from what I see, the way the players are playing is I'm satisfied, you know, but the coaches, they have different standards on what they look forward to.
You mentioned the finding the right shoe. Have you tried a few yet? What's that process been like with footwear?
I'm actually going through that process as of yesterday. So,
are you using a hyperbaric chamber? And if so, is it helping?
I've been using it since year three in the NFL, so. But it's definitely I'm helping, you know, keeping the heart rate up. And as far as conditioning, the oxygen that, you know, pushes into the body is definitely helping healing all over the body. You know, so where there's nicks and bruises here and there, the more oxygen I continue to pump using that, the chamber, it definitely helps cure those.
Early in camp,
we
talked to you, you said you couldn't answer the question of whether you'd be able to play at all this year. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, up until this point, I don't know.
Do you think there's a chance you could miss the entire season?
That's I don't know how to answer that question as far as missing the whole season. I mean, we have 16 weeks of football. You know, at any point, I could be ready to play, and if not, I'd be willing to accept it.
Tony, you talked about how excited you were for football to be back, and we see you every day.
At this point, nothing's difficult because I continue to do the necessary things that I would do if I was playing, which is catching off the jugs machine, continuing the same process that I do with catching the ball, and focusing on the little details from watching the guys on the field. And those things are definitely helping me to keep my focus on getting back on the field and when the day comes to be 100% ready.
Rex had said that he thinks you're in pretty good physical condition, all things considered, considering you haven't been able to actually go full out running routes and stuff. How do you feel like you are conditioning-wise for yourself, for your own standards?
looks can be deceiving. and I say that with a smile, because if I actually looked or felt as good as I look, you know, I would definitely be 100% ready. So with that being said, looks can be deceiving.
One more thing, sorry.
The last one.
With regard to the pain you still feel, does that have to go away before you can play, or is it something where you can wake up, feel the pain, and it's okay by game time?
I think it's something I have to learn to tolerate at this point, because the injury itself is going to be a tough one to overcome, and mentally it's definitely a big challenge to come back off of a foot injury that required to have a long procedure, and I want to say about 7 or 8 months of no physical contact on the foot. So it's definitely trying to relearn how to do all these things all over again. Thanks, guys.